Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu der zweiten Starke Kost Staffel. In dieser Staffel spreche ich mit Menschen aus verschiedenen Ländern über die Folgen der Klimakrise in ihren Herkunftsstaaten. Wie verändert sich die Umwelt, die Landwirtschaft, die Arbeitssituation und nicht zuletzt auch die Ernährung in Ländern des globalen Südens? Was sind die politischen Maßnahmen, die dem entgegenwirken können? Und was können wir hier vor Ort vielleicht auch tun? In der zweiten Folge dieser Staffel spreche ich mit Diamond. Er hat Agrarwissenschaften in Tansania studiert und war zur Zeit der Aufnahme Praktikant auf einem landwirtschaftlichen Betrieb in MV. Er spricht über die klimatischen Herausforderungen in Tansania, aber auch welche Chancen er im Bereich der nachhaltigen Landwirtschaft sieht und warum ihn das Thema Agroforest so interessiert. Das Gespräch haben wir auf Englisch aufgenommen. Jetzt erst einmal viel Spaß beim Hören. Hello, Damon. Welcome to Rostock. I'm very excited that you're here. And yeah, Damon, would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay, thank you. My name is Damon Benedict from Tanzania. I'm a current graduate of agriculture from Sokoine University. But now I'm here in Germany for 1 year internship in a farm called Luisenhof in Wiebendorf within Mecklenburg-Vorpommern.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have this category from our podcast, which is explain to your 10-year-old self what you do and why.
Okay. 10 years back with my family in Tanzania, where I lived, we were doing agriculture. It's mostly from our family. So we had cows, we had areas to cultivate, but not so long. We had about 11 hectares and only cultivating for our family and few for business so that we can get money, we can get for paying fees and so on. So that was what I was doing with my family. And I decided to go and study agriculture so as to get more knowledge on it. Yes.
Does your family still do agriculture?
Yeah, still. We are still doing and now we have improved.
Okay.
Yes.
So you already told me before, like, what are your plans for the future?
I have started already the plan for the future, but with my father, because he is also the agriculture officer working the government. So with my father last year, we registered a company in Tanzania named by our family name, which is Makombe Agro Farms Enterprises. Our main focus will be to produce agriculture crops within our region. Because I'm living in the southern part of Tanzania, in area called Mtwara region. So we have plenty of crops which are there, like maize, cassava, and a lot from there. So we have a plan to cultivate the products and then process for what we have and then doing business. Also, with the campaign focus, we aim to get also help farmers to acquire the market. So we have a part for advertising and so many things. Yeah.
Okay. And what are current challenges in Tanzania concerning agriculture?
It's a good question. But in Tanzania, mainly basing on my region, because I have lived and experienced a lot, climate also is a problem, because we are living in a part that there are no frequent rain. The rain season is not, you cannot predict that this year we'll have a lot of rain, we'll have enough for soil, our soil to cover. So a lot of farmers do not get what they wish. But also, due to not many people are doing a sustainable agriculture, so they don't know which to plant and what to do for better. Maybe I can have 1 hectare because they are farming with the local tools and other things, so I can have 1 hectare and produce more product like this. So we have challenges also with the knowledge in agriculture, that they are cultivating based on their traditional knowledge. And so we who have gone to school and got some ideas, we can change something from the farmers, maybe providing them with agriculture knowledge, but also cultivating or engaging in agriculture with the sustainable climate change. We aim to cultivate for ourselves, but thinking of the world in 10 years to come. Yeah, because they are also using the pesticides, but it's good they are using to keep and reserve their crops, but they have to know that if we are using pesticide, we also kill some microorganisms and so on, so they have to use with risk. So to me, I can say knowledge is a factor, a big factor for all other factors in agriculture within my region. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you also see similarities between like the farm you're doing the internship at now, or like the region Mecklenburg-Vorpommern and like the region you're from?
Yeah, because I have been here for 11 months now, so I have traveled some regions in Mecklenburg. Not so different, though here with this summer now I have experienced the same conditions like in Tanzania. But I can say here is better. Yeah, it's better because the farming system and all the things are different. Yeah.
Do you have examples? And also maybe concerning the weather or like climate challenges?
Yeah, because I have been here in winter and now it's summer. But I came here in August last year. So I saw how they are doing harvesting. So the weather is almost the same because I'm living in the east of the Indian Ocean in Tanzania. So we have a temperature to 30 degrees. It's also the same as here I can experience in my region where I live specifically. We have the same temperature. And also I have tried to check the soil, some areas, and also from my farm where I'm working is the same. And the crops like maize, they grow very well. I don't know for other, like because we have plenty of crops in our region, like cassava. And so I didn't see them here, maybe because of the, maybe they don't have the species for cultivating or what, but it's not so much different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you can explain what cassava is.
Cassava is but is mostly grown in Tanzania, in the eastern part of Tanzania, not every region, but is a food crop. Yeah, they mostly use it for food, but it's a small plant. Maybe I will show you in the picture. They grow something like a maize also, but they grow underground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when it reach maybe 5 months, they harvest it and go to the grinding machine. They get flour like maize, because also maize, we use it, the maize meal. I think you have it here. Though for here I've seen different kind of maize meal, the yellow one, but we have different species in Tanzania, like 5 types of maize. So maize and cassava also, they are our main source of food. Yeah, so a lot of people cultivate the the food, the crops that will be used for food, not much for business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what motivated me to find more knowledge, like coming here. Also, I have plans. Maybe if I have now my company, I will introduce some species, because we can grow a lot of crops outside, which are accepted, and they can grow in our region. From my studies, I know. But people don't know. They normally grow the crops they know. So we can have it with sustainable agriculture, preserving the environment, planting more trees, regaining our soil fertility, and then we can have future in my region specifically. Yes.
So there's also a lot of potential for sustainable agriculture.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential. A lot of potential, because even growing trees is a potential. But people, they cut also trees, so that is among the problem. And now they are claiming for rain, a temperature like now is very hot, but they don't know if they were reserving the trees, it could be better.
To an input or an event about agroforest?
Yes.
So, yeah, is that also like possible to do this in Tanzania, or is it already done? Or
agroforest in Tanzania, and also I can have my facts from school, is done, but not in many places. We have a northern part of Tanzania and southern highland where they mostly practiced. But in my region, we have no agroforest. But is the kind of agriculture system I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why I was motivated to come here. And when I visited in Gustro, I was very happy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To see how an agroforest system is done. Though from the discussion, I heard that when I met some friends, not every farm in Mecklenburg, they are doing agroforest. But even though, like my farm I'm working, we are not doing, but we have reserved forest. So within the farm and within the areas where cows are eating now, where we plant some crops, we reserve also trees. That is good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also kind of new in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern.
Yes, I think.
It's not so common, I think.
Yeah, I heard they are making laws on it because it's a long-term process.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain what it is exactly.
Ah, okay.
For the listeners.
Agroforest, from what I know, is a kind of farming where you plant crops together with tree. So you are doing agriculture with forest system. So, like, for example, I'm planting maize in my farm. Maybe I have 7 hectares. I can also plant trees. What trees do? Or maybe if I have an area for cows to sit to eat with grasses, I plant trees. So with the agroforest system, we have a lot of advantages. You can use them for other use, maybe social foliage or for furniture making and other. So maybe you plant tree today, but in 10 years you harvest tree as a product. But also when you harvest tree, you wait for 10 years. Now you can cultivate other crops like maize and you harvest. So with the agroforest system means you get crops for today. You save the environment and you get crops for 10 years when you harvest the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So that's short agriculture plus forest system. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's also a good option, like concerning the consequences of climate crisis. Also, I think here And but also in Tanzania, I think.
I think also because if I were given a chance to advise, maybe agroforest is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's a system that not many people are interested because of its consequence. It's not a one-time consequence that you plant tree today and you harvest tomorrow or next year. So it needs time. But when it's the time already, maybe after 5 years you have a forest. So even the environment will be green. You have a lot of advantages. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are like current consequences of the climate change in Tanzania? Do you have like some examples?
Yeah, like for last year in Tanzania we had problems, and specifically in my regions, though I was not there, but I heard it and I saw from internet that we had floods, a lot of floods, and many farmers lost their products in the farms, and it was because of a lot of rains. Because where we live from, not very far from the ocean, but because we didn't have measures to control floods, that's why we had problems. Now they have no, they are not sure of having crops for food, maybe for 1 year long. So that is the consequence of climate. And a lot of rains is also a consequence of climate change. Because now when they are cutting trees, they are cutting trees from the farms, they are cutting trees to build to do their energy source, because we use for energy mostly. Though this year with their president, they have introduced the new energy system where now we are adopted to use gas, electricity and other sustainable energy sources, but not to many places. Yeah, but we had problems with climate because we were destroying our environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of problems.
Okay.
Yes.
What are political conditions that would have a positive impact on your region?
Though also, I'm interested with this because I was a leader, but in school, and I know the situation of leadership in my region. I think with laws and regulations is a problem. What we have with the country and our region at all, but though there are some leaders they are working on, but the from what I saw here, maybe, though I'm not sure, but you people, you are following the laws, rules, and I don't know, not many people, but you can't go and cut trees. We had a forest near our farm. I think during Christmas, we were making some party, a land party for our company. And I asked, our boss, so now what are we doing, going to do for decoration? So we went to forest and cut trees. But because he just told us, go and cut some trees for decorations, we didn't know. We went to cut one tree for other, which is owned by other farmer. And that was a problem. He told us in Europe, you cannot do it if it's not your forest. So I wondered, just a tree, one tree, I just cut a small part of the tree, then it's your problem. So in Tanzania also, we have laws guiding our forest, our agriculture system and the other things, but they are not so much implemented. Yeah. So we can say that the politicians and people working, they are just working, formulating laws, but not implemented. And that's the reason that they are always claiming about agriculture is going down. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but not so high, but they are at least working.
Mm.
Yes.
And how do you see the responsibility of the European Union or Germany? Like, what does have to happen, or like, how can we support like positive changes?
Okay, because I can have informations for European Unions, because when I was studying, also I like to volunteer in several organizations. Yeah, and the organization I worked for when I was in my third year was the Organization for Sustainable Agriculture for Scamming.
Mm-hmm.
It's OSAF, and it was founded by a man who lived here for 10 years, but was a Tanzanian. Yeah, but he lived here for 10 years, and I worked with him for 1 year when I was in my third year, and he was supported by, I don't know if it's a European Union, but people from German here, they were working with, supporting some projects, because we were working in Morogoro region, where we had to provide education to people on sustainable agriculture. That was our main focus, but also nutrition and some health issues. So it was a wide work, and I learned a lot from, we had also friends who visited there. They supported with the project. Yeah, and I can say they are responsible for, because we are one world, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they were supporting everything, and we worked with them with the project, mm-hmm. Yes.
So also like project partnerships?
Yeah, they had, I think, partnership.
Yeah,
yes.
Or like communal partnerships, or partnerships between universities.
University, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be very good.
Very good, yeah, very yeah. good.
Okay. What could a positive future in your region look like? Like, what do you wish for?
Yeah.
Big question.
The question, yes. But I wish my region to be the good place where people can enjoy their life. That is my wish. I wish to have a region that we have fresh air, we have a fresh environment, people are health, they have plenty of food, not only food, but health food, yeah. And they are doing maybe agriculture and other business with good environmental conditions, yeah. But not like now, we are in transition,
mm-hmm.
And maybe the young people can change the new generations to come, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hope I will be the one to go and build some environment for my people. Like when I'm interested maybe in agricultural projects, yeah, I can go, and even keeping livestock, I can get money for my family, is good. I can also, because here I'm working with cows, I learn new things, new knowledge with cows, yeah, with machines also I work with. So I think it would be good if I go, I work in my region, to change the condition which is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're almost at the end of the episode. I have still one question. Like I told you before, it was a surprise question.
Okay. Yeah.
And that would be, what is your favorite food or product from your region?
From my region. My favorite, but not surprise, but I like to eat... In our region, we call ugali in Swahili, in our language. That is the food I was raised with. But that is made from maize meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I eat mostly. And even when I came here, it took me almost 1 month to find where I can get maize meal. But I finally got from my friend also, she's living near me, Yeah, an old woman. Yeah. So she bought for me maize meal from a bio shop. Yeah, though it's different, but I even eat when I'm here.
Okay. Yes. Is it salty or sweet?
It's sweet.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But I think you don't know it.
Okay. But sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So thanks a lot for being here in this podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Das war die zweite Folge der zweiten Staffel von Starke Kost. Abonniert uns gerne und folgt auch unserem Instagram-Kanal @einewelt_mv. Die nächste Folge der Staffel erscheint am Freitag, den 20. Dezember. Dort hören wir das erste Interview mit einem der Klimagesichter. Also bleibt gespannt und vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.